200 miles off the coast of Cape Cod. It's a calm, sunny day at sea. Up on the ship's bridge, scientists are facing out with binoculars, looking in all directions. Below deck, their teammates listen to a series of underwater microphones being towed behind them. Everyone is on high alert. The chief scientist stands on the deck of the Gordon Gunter, waiting for good news.
My name is Danielle Chalowick. I'm a research ecologist at Northeast Fisheries Science Center. I study the ecology and distribution and behavior of marine mammals.
But when she's at a party, she says...
Yeah, that's sort of a mouthful. I just say I study whale sounds.
Chalowick is an expert in listening to whales and interpreting their sounds. A few years ago, she became focused on finding and recording this one mythically rare whale, the Trews beaked whale. The Trews beaked whale was first discovered stranded on a beach in 1913.
And a man by the name of Frederick True went and took a look at it and recognized it as a new species and gave it a name.
In the subsequent 100 plus years, they've only been seen a handful of times. We know almost nothing about them. They're actually considered data deficient by the scientific community.
That means that we aren't really prepared to do proper conservation and management.
Did you catch that? Researchers know so little about this whale that they don't even know how to protect it. Chalowick wanted to change that. So this past summer, she set out to find the Trews beaked whale and learn as much about their sounds and behavior as possible. She assembled a team of the best scientists she could find for a month-long whale search.
We covered hundreds and hundreds of miles.
They scanned the horizon, listening to their underwater mics round the clock.
One day, seas were pretty rough. We weren't expecting to see anything. And a Trews beaked whale popped up right next to the boat. And everybody who saw it was so excited. We're like, okay, they're here, yes.
At last, they could now zero in on a reliable gathering place to find them.
It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah,
it's really fantastic.
But that was just step one. Chalowick wanted to get close enough to attach some D-tags to the whales.
Which are digital suction cup recording tags.
To pull it off, her team tracked a group of whales and deployed a small boat to chase after them. Her colleague Lee stood on the bow of the small boat, holding a long pole with the D-tag on the end of it. He needed to pop it on without scaring the whales away.
And that's really hard to do because they don't really want the boat that close.
They tried for over 4 hours, and Lee had already missed the whales twice.
So we're calling the boat, and we're saying the whales are up, they're half a mile off your port side, and one beaked whale popped up right next to them, and Lee leaned over, he got on his tiptoes, he leaned over, and he just popped the tag on. Everybody just screamed. The whole ship erupted.
The D-tags stayed on the whale for 12 hours, recording extremely detailed audio and foraging behavior.
We all recognized that this was a little piece of science history being made because now we were going to collect some information on this species that we had never collected before. The first time I heard this, it almost made me cry. These are the sounds that this animal was making that were recorded right on his body, and it just was so personal and so intimate. It really choked me up.
If you could tell the whales anything...
I would say, don't be so shy, we just want to learn more about you. Make it a little easier for us.
Unfortunately, they probably won't make it easier for Danielle Chalowick anytime soon. It is a chase, after all, but it's a chase she's more than ready for.
So much more work needs to be done. We're just scratching the surface.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Brandon Tenney in Woods Hole.